As the drought deepens and many farmers become increasingly desperate, some are turning to help from a man who claims he can make it rain. David Miles markets a weather modification service and is building a client base in the Victorian grain belt. The competition regulator says it's preying on vulnerable people, but there's little it can do. Danny Grinlay reports.
David Miles claims he can make it rain for a price. His target market is farmers.
We're offering rain into any region in Australia that would engage with us on a success basis.
He offers three-month rain contracts to farming regions for $250,000. In 2006, his company Acquiesce was labelled a cruel hoax by the Victorian Department of Primary Industries. He's since rebranded to become Miles Research.
I got involved because it sounded good, probably like a law, the fact that you can control weather, because as a farmer, rainfall is everything.
This client, who asked to remain anonymous, is among a group of Wimmera farmers in regional Victoria who signed contracts between May and October.
Well, I think the evidence is out there. You look at the forecast, what's meant to come, and all of a sudden it increases dramatically. You know that he's behind it. And I reckon I haven't seen such good crops in this district ever, everywhere.
Along with farmer clients, Mr. Miles says he's secured several million dollars from investors. No one has seen his technology, and he'll only explain how it works in vague terms.
We've basically discovered a way that we can modify the flight corridors that allow the rain systems through.
The Miles Research website says this is achieved using electromagnetic scalar waves.
Electromagnetic scalar waves don't exist. There's no such thing.
Associate Professor of Physics Martin Sevier reviewed Mr. Miles' website.
He's taken a few words and put them together and made them sound somewhat scientific, but it's meaningless.
Mr. Miles says he has reasons for using those terms.
There is information that's a little bit obscure because that's a way of firewalling the core intellectual property so that it can't be weaponised and used to harm nations.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says it has limited resources to regulate companies like Miles Research. Mick Keogh is the ACCC's deputy chairman.
If you wanted to prosecute, a court requires you to prove, essentially that there's no basis for the claims being made. And that is a very difficult thing to do. By far the very best defence against them is widespread consumer education.
A farmer himself, Mr. Keogh is urging others to be sceptical of promises to make it rain.
It's preying on people's desperation. It's up to individuals, obviously, to make their own mind up. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
That's ACCC Deputy Chairman Mick Keogh ending that report from Danny Grinlay.